Welcome to God and Country Radio, where I discusses current social, economic, political, and prophetic events in the light of biblical theology. I'm your host, Pastor Brad Winship. On this week's program, I'd like to talk about Satan, also called the devil, and also called Lucifer, from Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, where Satan is called the star of the morning. The Latin translation is Lucifer, the light bearer. Now, modern liberal theologians and academic intellectuals completely discount the existence of angels and demons. They believe it is all a product of ancient superstition. But then again, they also generally discount the existence of God. But they are especially opposed to any talk of a literal devil. But little do they realize they are influenced by spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 6. In my program last week, I addressed some of Satan's objectives. First, that his ultimate goal is to annihilate the human race. John chapter 8, verse 44. He was a murderer from the beginning. John chapter 10, verse 10. He's the thief that comes to kill and destroy. Second, his objective is to deceive. He is a master at deception and lies. John chapter 8. He doesn't stand in the truth, for there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Number 3, he presents an alternative gospel, an alternative good news to God's good news. This is actually part of the deception, where he promises mankind, in their godlessness, utopia. And there are all sorts of anti-God utopian philosophies today. Number 4, he desires to give man forbidden knowledge. And number 5, for now, he hides himself from mankind so as not to reveal the truth of the heavenly realm. And with those points, I included explanation and commentary. You can check that out on my YouTube channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition. That was video 273. But I want to continue on this topic of Satan and his objectives, because Satan's ideology, his positions, are progressively being embraced by the popular culture today and by our leaders. What is being taught today is a worldview that is identical to Satan's primordial rebellion against God. Secular America is actually teaching what the Bible actually calls the doctrine of demons. Satan and his fallen angels have a religion, and with that religion comes a creed. What we're hearing from the ideological left is a bitterness that it's unfair that I cannot be me, that it's unfair that I have to be a certain gender, or it's unfair that I can't kill my own offspring if I don't want to raise a child. It's unfair that I have to work by the sweat of my brow and to be responsible and to be judged for my actions. There should be no bail, no jail. The government should take care of me. I need to believe in myself. I should have the right to be autonomous. I should be able to make up my own reality. That truth is subjective. I can have my own truth. And that love is love. I should be able to determine the object of my affection. I should be able to define myself what should be loved. And this is queer theory and LGBTQ theory, that your desires are to be affirmed. And there's a repudiation that there's a law outside of oneself to which one must conform. So all of this is really Satan's original argument against God. Surprise, surprise. This is an argument that convinced a third of the angels to rebel against God with Lucifer. And it's an argument that most of mankind agrees with and is progressively agreeing with. Because as the Bible teaches, mankind is by nature in a fallen, sinful condition. Mankind is under the dominion of Satan because Satan is his God. People have the same sinful nature as Satan. Ephesians chapter 2, people live according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now working in the sons of disobedience. And this is the condition of all those who have not been saved, born again, converted by turning to Christ. In Acts chapter 26, verse 18, Paul stated that God called him to open people's eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion or kingdom of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in Christ, so that they would receive God's inheritance, the kingdom of God. And I freely admit that before I became a Christian, I was a willing citizen of Satan's kingdom, although I was not fully aware of it. God's true religion is not merely about doing charity or good works, but in coming over to God's side and to his creed. It was liberal theologians in the 20th century that began to teach there's a spark of divinity in every man, that we're all the children of God, but no, the Bible teaches mankind's default condition is that we are children of disobedience, held captive to do the will of Satan. Now, the argument we hear against this biblical truth is that people look like they're basically good. And look at all the good things people do. It doesn't look like people are on Satan's side. You know, maybe some people are for Satan, but not the majority. Well, let me answer this argument. Even in our fallen condition, we still have a God-given conscience. We're made in the image of God, even though it's a fallen image. Some of the image still remains. We do have survival instincts. We have common sense. And the Spirit of God is actually restraining the unsaved. And those who are saved have a salt and light effect on the culture. Remove all Christians from the earth, and it wouldn't be pretty. And furthermore, all people are not fully confirmed in their evil. This is an age in which people are in a transition time, either going toward the light or away from the light. But the Bible still teaches that regardless of all the good still remaining, the seed of evil is still within. The nature is still corrupt. And if the individual is not converted, that evil will take over. Some of the best illustrations come from Hollywood. All of the best movies and the novels have to borrow from the Bible, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Stevenson, which is all about man's war with his inner evil nature. Remember the movie called The Fly, 1958. And there was a remake in 1986. A scientist goes into a molecular transporter, and a fly happens to get into the transporter with him, and he gets some of the DNA of the fly into his DNA. Now, for a while, he's a perfectly normal human being, but then slowly the DNA of the fly begins to take over. Over time, he's transformed into a horrible creature with all sorts of bad fly-like behavior. The moral of the story? Who you are by nature eventually wins. If that illustration helps you, so be it. That illustrates just how humanity can look morally upright while at the same time having within the seed of evil. We are evolving, but downward. The time is short. You're either on the path toward God or the path toward destruction. And unless we do business with God, that evil within us will grow worse and worse. We have a chance in this life to be saved from the wrath to come. So the bottom line, people are citizens of the kingdom of darkness, and they agree with Lucifer more than we realize. And what people are saying today, in opposition to God's natural law, shows that in their small world, in their own personal experiences, they agree with Satan's larger arguments against God, that God doesn't have the right to tell us what to do, that he doesn't have the right to be an authority, that we should be autonomous individuals doing what we desire to do. As in the first command in the Church of Satan, do what thou wilt. While Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. And as Jesus said, if anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself. Satan says the opposite. It's really that simple. All that's happening in our culture, all of the political, moral, and ideological battles can be reduced to that basic premise. The battles we're facing in our nation right now is just a continuation of the battle between God and Satan. So if you want to understand what's happening in the news today, learn what the Bible teaches about Satan's ideology, his objectives, his agenda. Humanity is really parodying Satan's doctrine. And according to the prophetic book of the Revelation, at the end of this age, the world will be siding with Satan against God. That's why in the end, the whole world is worshiping the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, and 2 Thessalonians 2:9, this world leader's arrival just happens to be in accordance with the activity of Satan. So it's no wonder why the world embraces this person and his ideology. Because at the end, the people of the world finally decide to fully agree with Satan. In my internet surfing, I came across a History Channel episode called Ancient Aliens, The Satan Conspiracy. It was part of that series that claimed all of the biblical accounts of God's visitations were simply misinterpreted by ancient people. They were actually visitations by advanced aliens from other planets. Well, says who? Actually, these modern intellectuals are overlaying their own superstitions on the event. These biblical accounts were actually angels and demons. What these modern intellectuals want to deny is the existence of Yahweh Elohim, the demonic realm, and the moral universe. Anyway, this program explained that the serpent in the garden was actually the good alien who wanted to give man knowledge. But the bad alien, Yahweh Elohim, wanted to keep knowledge from mankind. So this program is actually teaching the ancient heresy called Gnosticism, where Satan is the good emanation from the Almighty Spirit, but Yahweh Elohim, the El who created mankind, is actually the evil God. And Lucifer is a good emanation from God who wants to come and save the creation. That's Gnosticism. So the documentary makes claims such as Lucifer is not the prince of darkness, but an alien who's being maligned. He is not the personification of evil. He's been misunderstood. He's actually a good guy in the story. Eve wanted to grow up and be mature. And this alien wanted to help her. He wanted to elevate mankind with knowledge. In the book of Enoch, the watchers, the demons, wanted to help mankind before the Noahic flood. And the book of the Revelation refers to a galactic war between the good forces of Satan and the bad forces of Yahweh Elohim. Satan is the benevolent celestial being who wants to lead man out of darkness and ignorance. Quote from William Henry, author of The Judgment Day Device, quote, the church has created this evil monster out of Satan, perhaps out of thin air. When in reality, Satan's entire mission was about bringing wisdom and knowledge to humanity. And in fact, caring about humanity, not seeking to destroy humankind. And David Childress, author of Technologies of the Gods, quote, in a sense, Satan is not such a bad guy. You cannot have light without darkness. You cannot have right without wrong, and we have to learn these things for ourselves. And ultimately, through choices, right and wrong, we grow and become who we are, and that is to become like our Maker, to become gods ourselves. Unquote. So in that, we have just heard Satan's own arguments for why he rebelled against God, why he did what he did. He positions himself as a freedom fighter. And look at how these human authors are agreeing with Satan. They're actually defending him, as many, you know, humanistic philosophers in the past have done, but they were careful not to actually mention Satan himself. But now people are becoming spiritually aware and actually referencing support for Satan. 2 points I want us to see in this. First, as we get closer to the end of this age, I suspect there's going to be a more blatant defense of Satan. There's going to be a greater acknowledgement of the spiritual realm, a greater agreement with the demonic realm. Second, Satan's arguments are going to be quite convincing. Most people believe that Satan's arguments are easily dismissed, as if they're simply enticements to do evil. But no, Satan's arguments are exactly what we're hearing today from the humanistic left. That those conservatives who follow the law of God are fascists. That those laws are just arbitrary constructs made up to oppress others, to keep people enslaved. Whether those values come from man or even if they come from a god, they're unjust and arbitrary. They're anti-democratic. They're anti-freedom. They're anti-civilization. They're anti-civil rights. They are prejudice, judgmentalism. They're racism against certain groups. Not just a skin color racism, but a racism against those who believe in certain ideologies. Instead of all this, people should have the right of self-determination. Those conservatives, those Christians are a threat to democracy. They're haters of the human race. And the left works to link conservatives to white supremacists and Nazi fascists because the left wants to win their moral argument. The satanic strategy and the strategy of the left is to demonize the opponent, demonize God and his moral law. But this will also be their argument against God, Yahweh Elohim, that he has been unjustly demonizing his opponent, Lucifer. Now, this all might sound pretty wild and crazy, but hold on to your hat. Because not only is this ideology spreading like wildfire among the intellectual elites, it's going to explode on the scene. At the end of this age, expect there to be vocal Luciferianism. That which the ungodly have secretly believed all along will be shouted from the rooftops. Again, this satanic ideology will not be easily dismissed. Remember Revelation chapter 13? The whole world will worship the Antichrist. They will confess his worldview. Everyone's going to be on board with this new zeitgeist, this new spirit of the age, that Satan's the liberator. I mean, after all, it's Yahweh Elohim who's going to cast everyone into hell who doesn't bow the knee to him. And the people of the world will say, what kind of a God would do that? Satan doesn't want to cast us into hell. He's going to accept us just the way we are. And Satan's going to be depicted as the loving one, more loving than God, because he's the one who wants to save us from this God. This God who won't let you do your own thing. And the gospel of Satan, the good news of Satan, is that you're not evil. You don't need to change in your nature or in your beliefs. You need to believe in yourself. You need to accept yourself. And it's not fair that God only has one way, that God rejects multiple truths, because all religions should be accepted. Well, this is the worldview that's now being taught. So what I'm saying is that when the truth is exposed, we'll discover that the majority of humanity actually agrees with Satan. And all along, they've been on the side of Satan. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. We were the enemies of God. So I hope you now understand how Satan's arguments will be so convincing and how the world will become woke, awakened to the you are oppressed narrative of Satan. And if you talk with these Antifa activists and many of these CRT ideologues, many of them will tell you straight up that they're on Satan's side. At a pro-abortion rally outside of the Texas Capitol, the crowd broke into the chant, Hail Satan, Hail Satan, Hail Satan. And that's happening way more than what's being reported. So now let's do some Bible study and look at a few texts in Scripture that lay out Satan's ideology and his agenda. First, the classic text describing Satan's fall. The prophet Isaiah chapter 14. How have you fallen from heaven, O star of the morning? Son of the dawn, you have been cut down to the earth. You have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. And I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. There's a lot to look at here. I find it fascinating that God wants us to know Satan's original claim, the source of evil. The evil was in wanting to violate the creator-creation distinction, where the creation wants to be out from under the authority of the creator and become like God, replace God. But for sure, he thought he could at least be God's equal, that maybe he could, you know, evolve to be like God himself. Why would he claim this? Well, think about this. If Satan was created to be a volitional free will being with personhood like God, why doesn't God give him the freedom to be independent from God? Why does he have to work for God? Why does he have to worship God? The rebellious teenager asks the same question. Why do I have to obey my parents? Just because they brought me into this world. I'm literally playing the devil's advocate here. But we have to think through Satan's arguments if we're to understand our own sinful desires to be independent of God. It's the same thing. Now, the Isaiah's text doesn't give us all the moral arguments as to why Satan's claims were unjust. It's assumed that the reader understands this from the rest of Scripture and from having a general moral understanding that God, as creator, as omniscient and omnipotent, and as omnipresent, is alone worthy of authority. He deserves the final say. And this is the argument from those who are on God's side, that Satan is a usurper, that Satan is filled with pride and arrogancy. He's claiming power and authority for himself. That's not true. In this, he's a liar. He's deluded. He doesn't, and he can't sustain the universe by the word of his power. He wants to take the benefits from God and yet live independently of God. He's unthankful, ungrateful, and such a being as Satan would not be a good substitute for God. Those of us on God's side argue that Satan is not actually loving. He is not altruistic. He's not righteous and holy. In the end, he will not bless mankind with salvation, but will kill mankind. Now, I'm out of time, but in my extended YouTube version of this program, at the channel God and Country Biblical Exposition, I want us to see some more insights into Satan's objectives in Ezekiel 28, Job chapter 1, and in Revelation 13. Because we need to understand the real battle of this age, what's behind all of the particulars in the news. I hear conservative commentators, and they say many good things, but almost all of them miss the big picture. They're so caught up in the details of policies and politics that they miss the grand satanic conspiracy behind it all. What's the real reason why people either go toward the right or the left? Now, I believe it would really help our witness for Christ and the cause of righteousness in our land if we explain more of Satan's religion. So thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Again, the website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. There you can get all of the links to the YouTube and Rumble channel. Keep standing firm in the truth. And let me end with a declaration that Satan hates. May Jesus Christ reign.